Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all got it. So let's celebrate. Come on, Calvin, let's do this.
Now I need everybody, everybody, to clap your hands. Sing along with me.
Father, Father, Father.
Let the people say.
Everybody come on.
Everybody come on.
come on, let me bring it down just a little. Do you want the left and right and the middle?
Rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my beautiful brothers and sisters. You're listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, hallelujah, November 22nd, 2020. Now, I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm blessed to be the woman of God of this assembly. But as always, I'm joined by my beautiful and much anointed family in the persons of Apostle Edwin Holloway, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, hallelujah, Apostle Zeta Flowers, who was our speaker for the day, hallelujah, Evangelist Michelle Scott, and of course, Minister Tina Brown. And we know that we will have others coming along. We will probably have Evangelist Gladys joining us and some others, but we just want to say we are all so glad that you have joined us here today. Hallelujah. On the Spirit, at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. Hallelujah. We pray that you hear something on today that will truly bless your souls, uplift your spirits. Hallelujah. And cause you to live a more abundant life in Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, at this time, hallelujah, I am going to ask Minister Tina to please just open our worship service in prayer. Amen. So won't you open in prayer, just a short prayer, Minister Tina, please.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. And we pray for those in the world right now who do not know you, Lord, who need to know who you are and seek your peace, love, and mercy that they are looking to receive. And most gracious Heavenly Father, we're also giving thanks, not just for the week coming up of Thanksgiving, but for all of the things and blessings that you do for us, Heavenly Father, and for this ministry. We thank you so much for the speakers that are going to be on the program today, Heavenly Father. And we hope that all who are listening will open their hearts and their ears so they can hear the word of you. We say these most gracious things in your heavenly name, in your heavenly name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. That was absolutely beautiful. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Tina. Thank you. That was beautiful. I enjoyed that immensely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just have to give him praise this morning.
Who am I that you are mindful of me? That you hear me when I call? It's true. You are thinking of me. me, friend. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are called friends of God. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading, which is usually read by our own very much beloved Mother Mitchell. But Mother Mitchell is still using wisdom, and she is allowing the Lord to simply restore her, which is a good thing. So the reading comes from, hallelujah, a very powerful devotional written by one of my favorite pastors, Pastor Joseph Prince, and it's entitled Destined to Reign. And I love the book. I love the devotional. I love the study guide. I just love this whole series. And today's reading is entitled, The Lord is Your Refuge. And we get this from Psalm 91, 1 through 2. And this is a very well-known passage. It says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Now, saints of God, every day we are bombarded with news of conflicts, natural disasters, diseases, and new strains of drug-resistant viruses. We also hear people losing their loved ones in freak accidents, and we ask ourselves, is there a place where I can take refuge from a world gone completely mad? Well, yes, there is. God foresaw all these things, and he has promised in his word protection from every evil known to man. There is no trap set by the devil that our Father cannot deliver us from. If we trust in him and take him as our refuge, that is his promise in Psalm 91. Whether it is an earthquake at midnight, a crazy sniper, an unknown virus, or a terrorist attack, God says, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Because you have made him your dwelling place. Angels are watching over you right now. They give heed to the voice of God's word. So you should give voice to God's word. This means that you should agree with and speak what God's word says about his preserving and protecting you. Then angels are sent to minister to you and for you. My friend, don't say, if it can happen to them, it can also happen to me. Say, 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near me. The world says that you cannot, but expect danger all around. God says, you are in this world, but not of this world. He tells us that we have his protection because we are of him and he is in us. We have access by faith into the secret place of the Most High where no evil can touch us. There is no need to fear living in the end times because the Lord is our refuge and fortress. His word says so, and those who trust his word completely find his word completely true. The thought for the day, the Lord is your refuge from every evil known to man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God for knowing that. May God add a blessing, to the hearers, readers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to just make sure I've been seeing some my folks, my family is all back in the house. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. I'm keeping watch. But in the meantime and in between time, we're going to enjoy another musical selection. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's it. We're about to go out with a bang. Y'all ready? Hands up. Real quick.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, she's intentional, never failing, all things are
working for my good,
she's intentional, hey, and he's never failing, all things are working for my good.
Intentional.
Never failing.
Never failing.
All things are
all
working.
Things are working.
Hey, I know that all things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah, I know that all things are working for my good. is intentional. Yeah, never failing. Sing that out to y'all.
All these things are working for my good.
Cause he's intentional.
He's intentional.
Hey, and he's never failing.
Never failing.
All things are working for my good. Hey, all things are working for my good.
All things are working for my good.
All things are working for my good. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
And I can hold my head up. Hey, get your confidence back. Think I don't have to worry.
It's working for me.
Hey, my face is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working for me.
I know that he's intentional.
Thank you, Jesus. We just praise you this morning that you are an intentional God. Hallelujah. Thank you. You do everything with excellence and purpose, and we just want to glorify your holy name this morning. Thank you, Lord God. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And saints of God, I'm talking to our saints all over the world, the ones in Russia, China, the Philippines, South America, Alaska, all of you, Iceland, Norway, Oslo, Norway, God bless you. It's prayer time, and this is the time where we can stand with you. Hallelujah. We don't have to be in the same physical locale to stand with you and touch and agree with you in the name of Jesus. So we want you to know here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, we pray expecting God to move. We pray, hallelujah, knowing that when we have prayed, we will have what we have asked for, not because we're so good, but because our Father in heaven is. So this morning, I'm going to ask that our very own evangelist, Michelle Scott, come forth, because she is a mighty intercessor and prayer warrior. So today, we're going to have her come forth and bring our altar call. Amen, and to God be the glory. Evangelist Amen. Scott, please come forth. Amen.
Well, thank you, Bishop. If we could
Amen.
Just all close our eyes and bow our heads and just come humbly before the throne of grace. Oh, Lord God, we just love and thank you so much. And we just love you for your healing power And we pray that you would just release it, Lord. Just let it explode all over the world, Lord. Let your healing power heal the sick and feed the hungry and house the homeless and give hope to the hopeless and help the helpless, Father God, and give friends to the friendless right now for those who are in the world feeling like they just don't have a friend in the world right now. Give just food to those that don't have a morsel right now. We ask that you just rain down, be a balm of Gilead for them right now, Father God, all over the world, as Bishop said, Father God. We ask that you just remove the suffering from their hearts and just heal them right now, Father God. Bring them close to your bosom, Lord Jesus. We ask that you just raise up bowed down heads, Father God. I ask that you just stop by this service today, Father God. If you don't stay long, just stop by, Father God, and bless the speaker, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Father God. Bless her tongue, Lord God, that the words that proceed off her tongue will be a blessing to the hearers, Father God, and that they would take something from her message, Father God, and apply it to their lives, Father God, and just hide it in their hearts, Father God, and just cling on to it, Lord Jesus. We ask that you just bless the overseer of this assembly, Bishop Sherlene Cook, Father God.
Bless you.
We thank you for restoring her health, Father God, and just bringing her back to us, Lord Jesus. We just know that she loves you and she loves serving the world, Father God, and we just bringing her back to us, Father God, with all power, Father God. We just thank you. We ask that you stop by our nation's capital, Lord Jesus, and just fix it, Lord God. We've never seen something like this before. We ask that you just clean it up, Lord Jesus. Bring peace. Peace. Just let it transcend, Father God, from one end to the other. Let there be peace, Father God, in the White House. Clean it up, Lord Jesus, so that when January comes, there will be a smooth transition, Lord God.
Yes.
Fix it, Lord God. No one can do it like you. No one can do it like you. We ask that you just give us clean, clean water supplies that we can drink, Father God, for things are being plagued all over the world. We ask that people adhere to the curfew, Father God, and stop with the vigilant attitude, Father God. We ask that you just move through our air supply, Father God, and get in the minds of the people that they would adhere to the rules and regulations, Father God. People are dropping off by the wayside because they don't want to adhere to the wearing of the mask and staying of 6 feet, Father God. It's just two little ordinances, Father God. Oh, we just ask that they would adhere to it. We're just losing too many people, Lord Jesus. We just ask that you would just touch their minds and their hearts, that they would adhere. Father God, touch the heart of the widows and the widowers, Father God, those children,
Lord,
that are going, that are in the school systems, Father God, that are trying their best to concentrate right now, Lord God, for their studying in ways that they're not used to, Lord God.
Yes.
I ask a special blessing upon them, Father God.
Yes,
and those
Jesus.
Who are in college, Father God, and they're trying to get their degrees, Lord Jesus.
My
keep
Lord.
Them into the system. Don't let them give up, Lord Jesus. So
My
many
Lord.
Of them want
Hold
to
on.
Come away and give up their degrees, Father God, and they're talking about dropping out of college because they just can't do it this way. Lord God, just stop by their houses.
Yes,
and just
Lord.
Touch them,
Jesus.
Father God. Just one touch from you will change their mind, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Stop by as these people decide to go out and shop as the holidays are coming up, Father God. Protect them, Father God, as they go into some of these shopping malls that have reopened. We ask that you just protect our elderly, Father God, because
yes,
they want to go
yes.
out. So when they go out, Father God, let them be mindful to go out in groups, Lord Jesus. Don't let
yes.
them go out by themselves. Let them go out in groups. And let buses take them out. Let the,
yes.
the communities that they stay in, the community centers, let them take them out in groups, Father God. Let their sons and daughters and daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws stop by and take them to the shopping
yes.
places that
yes.
they need to go to, Father God. Let us be mindful of them, Father God. They are the pillars, Father God. And we just ask that the churches continue
yes.
to stay on their posts, be they on the
yes,
radio,
Lord.
The telephones, whatever they're doing. Father God, we ask that they just continue to uplift their sheep, Father God, and we ask that you
yes.
just continue for the shepherds to continue to preach in season and out of season. For
yes,
it's that
Lord
word,
God.
That word that's coming from you, that's coming
Amen.
From you, Lord God, but you're using them, their mouth, as the vessel. Let the word that proceed out of their mouth that's coming from you touch their flocks, Father God.
Yes,
to give
Jesus.
Them hope
Amen.
In these times that they will not give up but keep forging on in your name because it's
yes,
not
Lord.
Over
Amen.
Until you say it's over, Lord God. Continue to give your people hope that they will continue to look towards
yes.
the hill from which cometh their help, and their help cometh from you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You've not left us. And you've not forsaken us. You said you'd never leave us. You sit high and you look low, and you know every
Glory.
Hair on our
Amen.
Head. You love in every last one of us all around the globe, Father God, all
yes.
around this world.
Jesus
and we just
name.
Thank you
yes.
right now. Touch all of those that are in jail, in prisons, Father God, not just in physical prisons, but in prisons within their minds, their bodies, their souls, hanging on to things of the past, Father God. Help them to let it go as we see COVID is taking people away. Life is too short to be hanging on
My
to medial
Lord.
Things. Father God,
Amen.
Help people to let go
Touch
and let
Jesus.
God handle it all. Learn
in
to
Jesus
forgive
name.
People.
Yes.
Let go and let God in
mm.
Jesus' name let
Amen.
Medial things
Amen.
Go. Forgive your brothers, forgive your sisters, forgive
right
your mothers,
now.
Your fathers, your sisters. You're hanging on to it.
Amen.
Forgive,
let it go. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Live your life because tomorrow in the next second is not promised to you.
All right
and when
now.
It's all
Amen.
Over, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
And it's yours to call and ours to answer. We just ask for some small spot in your kingdom where we can continue to praise and glorify
Amen,
your name.
Lord.
Oh, Lord
Amen.
Jesus, we just thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you and praise you. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name, amen and thank God.
Amen.
Roll out and say, let's go,
Savior.
bow your head, he's here.
Bow before the King.
Oh, hallelujah and glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We are in the midst of another beautiful Sunday morning worship service. It is now time for this morning's message. And we, hallelujah, the time is being well spent. But right now, we are going to give the next 30 to 45 minutes to our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers as she comes to us with a word that will help us to live a more abundant life in Christ. That's what the Sunday morning worship is all about, leading others to be discipled in Christ, leading others to Christ, leading others into worship and into a praise experience. So please retrieve your Bibles. There's something to write with and to write on, and give your undivided attention to the woman of God of the hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless everyone. I'm thankful to be here today, to be in service. And Bishop Shirlene, I appreciate you, and I thank you for, you know, this place this morning to come and to share what the Lord has put on my heart. The message title this morning is... I've had some kind of morning. The message title this morning is "We Have Access to the Father." Amen, and we do. I want to thank everyone that personally prayed for me this morning, because I truly needed the prayers, and I just appreciate that. It was just right on time for me. Amen. So we're going to go into the Word. I'm going to, since the message is we have access to the Father, I'm going to just share a little bit about what access means. Praise God. Hallelujah. I praise God for all the praise songs that have gone forth, and intentional and all the others.
Amen.
But they were such a blessing. Amen. All right. Talking about the meaning of access, you know, it has a lot of meanings, but I'm bringing it spiritually because it has to do with what Jesus did in order that we would have access to the Father. Praise God. And everything that he did, he had us in mind. Praise God. When God the Father sent his only begotten Son to the earth, praise God, to save us out of our sins. That's how we gained access, praise God. Access means the ability, the right, permission to approach. It means that we can enter. And it also means that not only enter, but that we will gain, praise God, through our access that has been given to us. It's a privilege that has been given to us when we didn't deserve it. But we praise God for Jesus and all that he did, because Jesus paid the penalty for us. He paid the debt that we couldn't pay. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go into it a little bit farther. I wanted to talk a bit about grace. Grace has a lot to do with where we stand with Christ Jesus, where we stand with the Father, where we stand with the Holy Spirit, because it was due to grace. God's extended grace, praise God. And a little later I'm going to talk about extraordinary grace, because we have been extended God's grace, we also need to make sure that we understand the works of grace in the earth, our part of it, Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. We don't always respond to what has been made available to us. And when the Lord began to deal with me about this message, I began to realize that I have not always responded to what's been made available to me. Praise God. But what's been made available has been granted. Praise God. We can accept it. We don't have to feel guilty because the blood of Jesus made us clean. We're forgiven, praise God, because of him, because we have accepted him, praise God, into our lives. All right. I'm going to share some scriptures now, and then we're going to talk about what God has made accessible to us as children of God. Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." That's John 10:9. Sorry. I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. It says, "For grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Verse 9, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God ordained that we should walk in them." Isn't that a blessing? Praise God. Hallelujah. That we have been saved, that we, by grace, we have been saved through faith. We believed God. We believed him when we got saved. We, even though we had not seen him, we believed. Praise God. And by faith, we were saved. Hallelujah. We were saved through faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's just, you know, a blessing that he would even choose us to be his workmanship. But he chose man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To do the works. And everything that we do, hallelujah, it should line up with God, hallelujah, because we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And so that's what we should do. We should perform good works. We that know to do good should do good, hallelujah, praise God, which God ordained, and we should walk in them, praise God, hallelujah. Ephesians 5 and 20 says, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Praise God. John 10 and 9 says, "I am the door. By me, any man can enter." Oh, I'm sorry. Let me reread that. "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." Praise God. And hopefully good pasture at that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to read this one, too. I'm kind of skipping around a little bit. Just forgive me. My mind is kind of on my family, just because we have had another death in our family as of yesterday. But I know God is with me, and I know
yes.
that he is with me. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, it says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Praise God. And that's what we as saints of God should be doing. Those of us that have been set apart from the world to join in with Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and serve him, we need to seek God, hallelujah, while he may be found, because, you know, there may be a time that we aren't able to seek him, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. But the words of the Lord said he is nigh unto them that call unto him. Praise God. And so we should come to him, seeking him with sincere hearts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is so good. He is our everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let's see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Okay, here's some more scriptures I wanted to share with you. I'm sorry, 1 John 5:14, and it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Praise God. So in our having access to the Father, praise God, we can have confidence in him that whatever we ask according to his will, he hears us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the next verse, 1 John 5:15 says, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. Praise God. So it's a blessing to have access to God the Father. Hallelujah. And we have that access through his Son. Praise God, because Jesus gave up his life for us,
yes.
Hallelujah, that we might live, hallelujah, that we might be free, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said those that he has set free are free indeed.
Free indeed, amen.
Hallelujah, free to serve him, hallelujah, free to do his will, free to bless others, hallelujah. And that's part of God's desire for us with his extended grace is that we now bestow it on others. Hallelujah. Praise God, because we're going to meet people all the time that don't know Christ. Hallelujah. And we want to make sure that we do our part in pointing them to Christ. Hallelujah. That they too might be saved, that they too may have eternal life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's the access that we have. And Jesus, hallelujah, serves as our mediator, our go-between, hallelujah. And he makes intercession for us, hallelujah, to God the Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we also can point others to access, the access that they too can have, hallelujah, when they go to the Father. Amen. And Jesus represents those that have put their trust in him, hallelujah. Our guilt price has already been paid. He serves as our mediator, our intercessor, and our redeemer, hallelujah, because we have been bought back with a high price, hallelujah, our Father's blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that is the reason that we have access. Praise God. Because of him. If Jesus had not done what he did, hallelujah, I don't know where we would be. Praise God. I don't think we would even be. Hallelujah. At
Amen.
All. We can give him thanks and praise for what he did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And to have that desire to want to serve him, to want to do his will. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He gives us all gifts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Variations of gifts, meaning different gifts. We don't always have the same. Hallelujah. But he's using us. Hallelujah. In the body of Christ. Hallelujah. That we may make a difference. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And make a difference to a dying world. You know, there are people leaving here that don't know God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we lost a cousin yesterday, but I praise God because he had made peace with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The last time I saw him, which was just a few weeks ago, he had made his peace with the Lord. So we're thankful. But we have to reach out and touch God's people. Hallelujah. That because it's the will of God. Hallelujah. That none will perish. So we have a work. We're yet here. So we have a work to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we know that that Jesus, before Jesus went to be with the Father, well, we can back up a little bit and just reflect on all of the things that he did. We know he was resurrected, but there was a crucifixion first. Praise God. And all that he had to go through before the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when he left this earth to go to be with the Father, he said that he would leave one, and that would be in the person of the Holy Spirit. So we are so blessed because we have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That's our Trinity, but they're all one, meaning that they are all, they operate differently, but they are all important. Hallelujah to us. Praise God. Because they agree. They're in agreement. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we know that God the Father formed the whole earth and made us and everything that is in it. Praise God. And so each one have their own operation, but they flow and they work together. Praise God. And that's how we are to work together. We're to come together as one body in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Even though we may have different gifts and talents and callings, we all need to work together. Hallelujah. That we will make a difference in this world. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we know that the Lord didn't save us just to be saved. Hallelujah. We have things to do. Praise God. We need to serve him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And to know that this is his will. We need to know the will of God. And if we're not sure of the will of God for our lives, we need to go to him. And we need to pray. And we need to ask God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What do I do? What is my purpose? Because we all have a purpose, hallelujah, to fulfill, praise God, hallelujah. And we don't have to worry about anything. We can go to God for any reason, anything, hallelujah. We can come boldly to the throne of grace, knowing, hallelujah, that we're going to find what we need in Christ Jesus, praise God, hallelujah. He said, come unto me, all of ye that are all of you that labor and are heavy laden, he says, I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And his burden is light. Praise God. If we take on what God has offered us, instead of us thinking that we can do things all by ourselves and without him, praise God, we're going to find that our burden is heavy. Hallelujah. But with him, hallelujah, he said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I was in Southeast Asia, I saw oxen over there, and they were using those oxen, and they were just loaded down with things, all kinds of things that they were carrying on their backs. And they were large, but they were burdened. They were really burdened down. Hallelujah. Sometimes it looked like they could hardly move. But and I think about that. When we take on too much, our burden is heavy also. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it doesn't have to be. If we follow in the footsteps of Jesus and be obedient to God, then we know, Hallelujah. That we're not going to be burdened down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we can go to God with anything, hallelujah, that is affecting us or bothering us or things that we're going through, our trials and tribulations and even persecutions for some people. We can go to God with all of that. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we know that we also have an enemy, but God has given us the weapons. He's given us his divine weapons to use even against the enemy. Hallelujah. When the enemy is on our trail, praise God, we can stop him because God has given us the power. So we have so much. We have so much that has been given to us. And God wants us to utilize what he has put in place for us. I really, truly believe that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm learning to ask the Lord for more than I used to ask him for because I trust him. If we trust him, we can ask him for anything. Praise God. And he will bring it to pass. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He is a new person. Old things have passed away. And new things have become a part of your life. We're no longer the way we used to be, but we have changed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. Hallelujah. And that's John 14:28. John 15:13 says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Job says in 33:12, behold, in this, thou art not just, I will answer thee, that God is greater than man. Praise God. So that's why it behooves us to look to God, hallelujah, to go to God, to utilize the fact that we have access to the Father. We don't have to go around without. We don't have to go around, feeling like we don't have anything to do, because God has already designed it that we all have a work to do, no matter what position we hold. We all have something to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when we go to the Father, he will show us. Praise God. He will point it out. He will point out to us what he wants us to do. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go to the scriptures again. Let's see, I'm going to go to... Let's go to 2 Timothy. Well, I'll get to 2 Timothy later. I'm going to go to 2. Oh, let's see. It's a scripture in Revelation that I'm looking for. Okay. It's chapter 1, verse 6. It says, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah. So that's what he has done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, I got a few others to read here. Go back. Okay. Okay, Psalms 24, 8, the 8th verse, and I'm going to read a few other scriptures besides the 8th verse. It says, God and upright, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will guide in judgment, and the meek will teach us his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant. Hallelujah. And his testimonies. Praise God. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. And we know this is one of the Psalms of David. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 12 says, what man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Praise God. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord did make a covenant with us. Hallelujah. And that covenant is to be fulfilled. Praise God. Hallelujah. He made a promise with man, and God keeps his promises. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Another scripture I have here says, wait on the Lord. This is Psalms 27 and 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we do have to wait sometimes, so that requires patience. You know, everything that we go to God for, I ask him for, we're not going to get right away. Praise God. He knows when we can wait, and he knows when there is more of an urgency. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he will bless us. Hallelujah. And all we have to do is put our trust in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One of David's, one of the scriptures in, that David quoted in the 31st Psalm, in the first verse, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in our access, we have deliverance. Praise God. We have salvation. We have everything that we need. Hallelujah. When we go to God, praise God. Hallelujah. We have mercy and grace. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the 31st Psalm, David said, the 7th verse says, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and has not shut me into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he says, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eyes is consumed with grief. Praise God. And so, you know, when we call out on the Lord, he is going to come, and he will deliver us from the hands of our enemies. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's see. I'm checking the time, see how much time I have. But okay, God's extended grace. Praise God. I wanted to talk about God's grace being extraordinary also, because we can do anything in Christ Jesus. Praise God. He has given us the strength. He has given us the way. Hallelujah. He shows us the way. He gives us direction in everything. Hallelujah. In everything that we do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So his grace has truly been extended to us, and we can walk in his extraordinary grace. Hallelujah. Just knowing that that all of this is for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just need to tap into what God has for us. Praise God. He has so much. Praise God. And we don't always go to him for the things that we need. Praise God. But we need to know that we can respond to God, and he's going to respond back to us, and he's going to bless us. Praise God. He desires to bless us. Hallelujah. And we have so many promises made to us. If we trust God, if we're obedient to God, hallelujah, and obey his commandments, then he has promised us that we can eat the good of the land. We can have the best. We can have whatever we choose. Praise God. But everything that he gives us is for us to use for his glory. We must always remember that God gets the glory out of what we do. It's not about us seeking glory, but it's about him, hallelujah, receiving the glory, because he is the one, hallelujah, that gives us the power, the strength to do the things that we do. Amen. Hallelujah. So we must continue to trust him. We must know that where there is no vision, the people perish. That's Proverbs 29 and 18. When God gives us a vision, praise God, it needs to be carried out. And it has to do with our destiny. And it has to do with the inspiration that God has given us as far and also direction. He gives us direction when he gives us a vision. Praise God. And so our visions need to be carried out when he gives us to him. So we need to go back and ask God sometimes, what do I do now? I've gone this far, but I still need your guidance, because we need him all the time. Praise God. And whatever vision God gives us and we carry that vision out in the world, praise God, hallelujah, that vision is birthed out of a passion that God created in us. Hallelujah. It didn't just happen. He gave it to us. Praise God. And then it's up to us to birth out that passion that he has put into us, praise God, because then it's going to bless others. So we know, I wanted to share something about Nehemiah, rather. He had a passion for his people. He had such a passion when he heard about the wall of Jerusalem being broken down and all of that that had happened with that. He went into prayer. Actually, the scripture said that he sat down and wept and he mourned for days, fasting and praying before the Lord. And there comes a time that we need to do that too. We just need to really cry out to God. And I know that we're in that situation now where the world is at stake. I mean, it's just so much going on, and an increase in the COVID-19 and all these things that are happening in the world. God already knew that they were going to happen. But we need to be crying out. We need to be seeking God. We need to be asking God, what do we do? What do I do? And find out from him, praise God, because it's never been a time like now that we've always needed to cry out to God and pray and fast and look to him for things to change. But that time is now. We really need to seek God's face. We need to really cry out to him. We need to really know that we have access to him. And if we go to God, hallelujah, it is going to make a difference. Praise God. We just need to go to him with a sincere heart and know that something's going to happen, that God is going to hear us. And he's going to change some things. He's going to take care of some things, hallelujah, in our own personal lives and also in the church, also in our homes, our families, we can make a huge difference. Praise God. So now is the time that we need to be crying out. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:14. We need to remember what God, what we have been asked to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants to heal our land. Hallelujah. But it's up to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We all need to be seeking the Lord's face. Hallelujah. In this hour. Praise God. And checking in to see what he would have us to do in the situations and the circumstances that we're faced with in this world today. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has not forgotten us. God has not forsaken us. He's yet on the throne, and he always will be. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we have a comforter, one to guide us, one to teach us, so that we will know, hallelujah, exactly what God would have us to do. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we can reflect back on what Jesus did. Hallelujah. And walk with compassion in this world like he did. Praise God. And have the care and the love for his people. And have the desire that people really get saved. Hallelujah. And that they be blessed by God. Hallelujah. That their lives change and their families' lives change. And so that's where we are. We're in the world, but we're not of it. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants us to carry out the plans that he has given us, to carry out the work that he said we would do. He said we would do greater works. Hallelujah. Greater works. We can do more. Praise God. There's more of us. Hallelujah. Jesus performed quite a lot when he was on this earth. But his trust is in us. He's trusting us. Hallelujah. We need to trust him more. We need to know that whatever he has given us to do it. We can perform it because we have his help. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
That I am finished, and I pray that somebody got something out of what I have to say today, and I thank God for who he is.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He's everything. Amen.
Yes. Yes, amen. Glory to God. We have access to the Father through our faith in Jesus Christ. What a beautiful message. And it's timely, of course, because that's our goal, is to lead others to Christ, to help others develop in their walk with Christ so that they, too, can find their purpose and do what God has called all of you to do. Well, now it's my most favorite part of the service, where we touch and agree, and we just pray. Praise God. We praise God for the message and for the messenger. And if you have a word of praise, you just want to thank God for being in the service this morning, or you have a prayer request, if you press your 1 at this time, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number, and that will let you know that you are in the midst of the live worship service. But in the meantime and in between time, while we wait, we do have many members of the Spirit Alive family in the house this morning, and we are going to begin with one of our own. One of my favorite folks in the whole wide world, and I say this about all of them, so they don't really pay me any attention, and that is Evangelist Kathy Horton. Hallelujah. Come on in the room and say good morning to the people, madam.
God bless you, and good morning, people. God is truly wonderful. Beautiful message.
Amen.
Beautiful message.
Amen.
We have access to the Father. That was one of the first things he taught me when I first got saved. He let me know I'm as close as your next breath. You have access to me. And it was wonderful for me to learn that in the Lord, because I didn't know.
Thank you, Jesus.
I didn't know. And he said, all you have to do is say, Jesus, glory to God.
Mm.
He said, I'm right.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He said, you say that too many times, you're going to feel the anointing of. He said, you're going to feel
Amen.
My power. You're going to feel my
touch. I dare
you. Thank you. And what I get to, and I can't say it more than 3 times, because after that, here we go.
Oh, you break out. You break out. You got to break out.
Okay.
Amen.
But the word was going on, and she said, having access, knowing that whatever we pray for,
we got
God
it.
Hears and answers
yes,
our prayer.
Hallelujah. Yes, amen.
That is wonderful. I don't have to stand in front of an idol God.
That's
I don't
right.
have to stand in front of some type of structure.
Nobody.
Where my God, hear me. I could be walking down the street. I could be sitting
yes.
on a park bench. I can be in my car. I can be on my bus. I have access
yes.
to God. I can pray
yes.
right there.
Yes.
Yes. He's right there. I thank God. For
Amen.
That. I thank God. That's
Amen.
A wonderful thing. And to know, God is our source in all things. Whatever you need, God got it. You need deliverance, God got it. You
Amen.
Need salvation, God's got it. You need healing, God's got it. Whatever you need, God's got it. You need your family saved, God's got it. All
yes.
you have to do is pray. Because, again,
yes.
we
yes.
have access to the Father. That is so wonderful.
Yes.
And greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Oh, glory.
Yes.
What can't
yes,
be accomplished,
sir.
What can't be done.
Amen.
There's nothing too
Amen.
Great or too small. This is a
Say
we
that,
serve
sis.
A wonderful God. We
yes,
serve the
we
only
do.
True God because there is no other.
There
is
no
other.
Say that.
Period.
Say
just,
that.
That's simple. It's no other. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I'm glad to know there's only one. And I'm glad. He knows me, and I know him. God bless you, Zeta. Excuse me. God bless
Thank you.
Apostle Zeta Flowers.
Yes.
God bless the message, and God bless the messenger, and God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, my beautiful sister. You know I love you and you. Amen. Okay, we're going to go on down to the Holloway compound down there in Arizona. We have Apostle Holloway and his lovely wife, Prophetess Holloway. You may come on in the room now. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. God is so good. We just thank God for the word. Thank God for Apostle Zeta. And I just want to encourage her because I was thinking of the scripture. She is a 2 Timothy 4 and 2 preacher because she preaches the word. She's instant in season and out of season. For her, it's not about how she feels or what happened. She just gets in there and preaches the word. God bless you, Apostle.
Oh,
and
thank you.
We really enjoyed that word, and God just really spoke a word of encouragement to me and a word of confirmation. And I just thank God that all of his promises are yea and amen, and that we do have access to the Father. And it's just
yes.
such a privilege. It's a privilege
yes.
that
yes, it is.
God would open his doors and him
yes.
to us. So we thank God for the word today. God bless you, Apostle Zeta,
yes.
Bishop Cook, and all that
God
are on
bless
the
you,
line.
Ma'am.
And God bless you, and here's Apostle Dad.
Amen.
Well,
Amen.
We God
bless
this
you.
Morning.
Yes, we do.
We give God praise. We give God glory and honor. And we thank God for the speaker of the hour, Apostle Zeta. She's always doing something at us. good stuff for us, so God, for us to know that we have access to the Father. The enemy would come and say, you know, you know what you did yesterday? You can't talk to God. Yeah, you nasty. No, we step out told that we can go to the Father and we have access and we can repent and go on down the road. We don't have to wallow in
Amen.
The mud. We get up.
Amen.
Just like the prodigal son, he got up. He realized where he was at. He got up and went back home.
Amen.
And
yes.
his earthly father accepted him. So God will accept us. So we thank
yes.
God we have access to the Father. And we just thank the Word. We thank God for the Word. We thank God for Apostle Zeta bringing the Word. He's always giving us something to chew on for the week. So
Amen.
We give God
praise him.
We thank God for Bishop Cook, but she's back in
oh,
all.
God bless
she's
you.
Back
amen.
In, back in, back in the saddle again.
Yes,
we
amen.
We give God praise and we turn it back
amen.
To her.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Now, on next Sunday, we will be, it will be Apostle Edwin Holloway who will be bringing
amen.
Us a morning word, a message. And he is, we're, you know, we're him, he and I, we're going to zoom in on the new converts. Because it's very important, and I have specifically asked him to begin discipling our new converts. We all do it, but on Sunday morning, we want, you know, we want our listeners around the world, if they don't know how to worship, we need to lead them into worship. If they don't know how to pray, we need to lead them into prayer. If they
Amen.
Don't know how to praise, we need to lead them into praise mode. So
Amen.
We are going to be about really inspiring especially our youth, to get excited about Jesus. So we're looking forward to God using him on next week. And right now we're going to ask Evangelist Michelle to come on in the room. Hallelujah. Because she prayed that prayer today, didn't she? Amen. Come on
Amen.
In the room, little sister.
Thank you. Pastor Zeta, I just want to thank you for blessing us with that wonderful reminder message that we are all blessed with gifts, and that
yes.
Jesus gave his very life for us,
so we,
and that we
mm-hmm.
all need to seek the word of God while we yet have a chance, because
yes.
there may come a time that we won't be able, you know,
Amen.
Because the way the world is now with the lockdowns and everything, we don't know what the laws may be. There may come a time when the government may say that, you know, they might tell us we can't pray anymore, or, you know, we can't have certain fellowships and things, you know, and have these type of fellowships that we are having now. And they might shut down the radio systems and things that we're having now. So, and we can't fellowship the way we are now. They might try to censor us and things. So, you know, I'm just thankful for your word. And,
thank you.
You know, we are just blessed to be able to have you to bring it the way that you bring it, because you know, you don't put the hype on it. You don't try to sugarcoat it. You just are humble in the way that you bring it. You don't put a lot of hoopla. You just humble in the way that you
yes,
bring it.
Yes, amen.
And I'm thankful for that, because I can really just understand the way that you speak. You know,
amen. That's
you
good.
Straightforward with the way that you talk. You don't put a lot on it. You just come right
don't
with the word.
Don't need nothing on
it. I'm so thankful for that, because sometimes you get people and you know they you know, a lot of
no,
people.
We don't make no time for that.
Get much on it. And I just
way
love the way that you bring the word. You're so special to this assembly, and we all need God to succeed. And
yes.
this assembly needs you to succeed. And I thank
yeah,
you so
man.
Much.
Oh,
you are,
that's
you
beautiful.
You are just a, you bring a great impact. And
yes,
I just love you. I love you, and
I
love,
love
the way
you, too.
You brought the
thank I love
you.
All of you.
I love the way you always
yes.
bring the word, and you always back it up with scriptures. And I just thank
yes.
you so much. God bless you.
God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Thank you
Amen.
So much.
Amen. You welcome, sweetheart. That was sweet. That's so beautiful and so well spoken. And it's the truth, you know. We don't need all that hooping and hollering and pregnant pausing and, you know, walking with our hands behind our backs and strutting across the stage. That doesn't save anybody. Only the word of God saves. And I'm just so thankful to you this morning, Apostle Zeta, that you reminded us that we do have access. But I believe, you know, but we say that out of our mouths. But too many of us live like we don't believe that in our hearts.
That's
we pray it, but then we will just begin to try to do things in and of ourselves. We will get in our own way because we're thinking, okay, well, they might have access to God, but do I really have access? And all that is telling us is to examine ourselves. What is it in us that makes us believe that we are not worthy to receive the blessing of God when their gifts is not based upon what we do?
Right.
So, you know, we've got to come out of that. You know, am I worthy of these blessings? You know, do I really have access to God? Yes, you do.
Amen.
He says, come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And I also like what you said about the vision, you know, because when God gives you a vision, there's nobody down here. There's nobody on the earth, over the earth, or under the earth that's going to stop you from completing the task that God has given you.
Amen.
You know, if God has given you something to do, it doesn't matter if you've got to go back to school and educate yourself.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you got to hit the streets and start asking questions and take with a notebook and a pen and a pad and start asking people questions. It doesn't matter what God tells you to do. You're going to do whatever it takes to get that done. Because when God has given you a vision, you understand that that vision is for the right now, not 40 years from now, not 50 years from now. When God gives us visions, he wants us to begin the process now.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're not talking about getting ahead of God. We're saying, I know I have access to God. Now, if God has given me this vision, I'm not going to waste my time worrying about finances because he gave me this vision.
Yeah.
I have access to him.
Amen.
He's going to handle those finances. This is his ministry anyway.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm.
You know, when we know that we have access to God, we're not afraid to go, because if we really know, I didn't just went, but I was called and sent, I don't care what your mouth is saying, I know what God, my spirit heard from the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
Now, if you don't like what God is saying to me, you're more than welcome to go up there and take it up with him. But you don't get to make those calls for my life. You see, he's got all of that. You know, anything like commander-in-chief, boss, the big kahuna, the almighty, Elohim, Jehovah, the only true, wise, self-existing God, God's got all of that covered. So, see,
Amen.
You don't come into play nowhere in any of that. But one, knowing that you have access, it makes life so much easier when you just, you know, you go to the Lord, you pray, then you will have the patience to listen for his response.
That's it.
And even if he doesn't respond right away, you will still know that he has given you an answer. It might be not now, wait, not this, but that. You know, but even if he says no, what God really loves is us knowing that we have the faith in knowing even if he doesn't give us what we ask for, he still can. Because
Amen.
It doesn't change the fact that all things are still possible with him. So
Amen.
I just want to remind, Donna, thank you, Apostle Zeta, for reminding people that we really do have access. And if you don't have access, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, well, today is a great day because we came to tell you, the Spirit Alive family and I came to tell you, you don't have to leave here the same way you came in. Today, right now, in this very second, you can give your life to Christ. And that's as simple as A, B, C. A, believe, accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. B, believing that he is the Son of God and he died for your sin. Hallelujah. And C, you confessing those sins and allowing him to come into your life and rescue you and wash you whiter than snow.
Yeah.
And then what you will do, because you know you have access to the Father, you have access through to him through your prayer life, you have access through him to him through the Holy Word, you have access through him through your praise and worship, and you will begin to learn all that, because once you give yourself to the Lord, he gives you the gift of his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will begin to teach you the things of God so that
Amen.
You won't be tossed to and fro and you won't feel like you're left out Lamont, or you don't feel like negative Nancy all the time, or you're not sour Susie, or you're not bitter Bradley, but you begin to see that you have a purpose and God has a plan and you have worth and you have value to the Lord. So I just want to thank you, Apostle, for just reminding us all that we have access. We have to live like we know that we have that access, not in taking God for granted, but just having
right.
the faith to know if he told us to do something, it's already done. We just need to be obedient. If he tells us to go somewhere, we're already covered. Because no matter where we go, he's already been there, done that. Okay?
Amen.
Even if we go down into the pits of hell, he's going to be there too. So there's nowhere we can go that God can't go with us. So, I just praise God for that beautiful message. I want to thank God for all the wonderful Spirit Alive family and just thank you for always being so faithful and coming on and letting the Lord use you. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week in the Lord. We invite you to continue to follow us this week on the Spirit Alive Network. Tomorrow we'll be listening here in our very own prophetess Vanessa Carver will be coming to taking it to the street with a mighty word from on high. And then on Wednesday, hallelujah, on Sister to Sister, we are just going to give thanks. We're not going to go up to the Father talking about, Lord, give me this. Lord, can you do me that? We are just going to kick back and give thanks unto the Lord because he has been so good to us. So we hope you come out for the praise party, hallelujah, and just, the giving thanks party, the gratitude party, hallelujah. We just want you to just come out and enjoy, and we just pray to continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do, that you have a beautiful and blessed week. And from my house to your house, it is all of our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Now may the grace of God rest, rule, and abide with you all greatly. Until we meet again, you are dismissed. Go in peace and God bless you. And,
God bless you, and we love you.
We love you. God bless you. Go in peace, everybody. Hallelujah.
Love you.
Beautiful job.
God bless you all.